Pelosi House break-in draws attention to soft-on-crime Democrat candidates. By Wendell Hasebo on October 29, 2022. The issue of soaring crime throughout the nation under Democrat rule has come back into focus after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA house was broken into Friday by an individual who attacked the Speaker's husband with a hammer. Crime, the second most concerning issue in the nation, has taken center stage as the midterm elections come to a head on November 8. The attack against the Pelosi's by a 42-year-old Berkeley resident was condemned by the establishment media and Democrats. In Wisconsin, Democrat Senate candidate Mandela Barnes is one of the most radical Democrats in the 2022 cycle. He has pushed for defunding police, allowing felons to retain the right to vote, and believes the inmate population in Wisconsin should be cut in half. According to Wisconsin Right Now, Barnes has allowed at least 884 convicted criminals back onto the streets by releasing them on parole. Barnes has claimed police do not prevent crimes. Police don't prevent crimes from happening, Barnes falsely stated on Real Talk with Henry Sanders. We don't live in a surveillance state, nor would you want to. Barnes also believes in abolishing Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and permitting driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. In Pennsylvania, Senate candidate John Fetterman is soft on crime. Fetterman has pushed for decriminalizing heroin and creating drug dens where individuals can legally get high. He has supported ending cash bail. In 2018, Fetterman advocated for arresting criminals another day if they run away from the police. He has advocated for abolishing prison sentences of life without parole. When asked by Jason Flom on righteous convictions in 2021 what he would do with a magic wand, Fetterman responded he would end prison sentences of life without parole. In 2022, Fetterman's call to ban the ownership of rifles, a step further than simply banning the sale of rifles, which he has also supported by ending the filibuster. I've always supported a ban to the assault rifle ownership, Fetterman stated on April 11. We should not have weapons of war in the hands of civilians. In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul has also put in place soft-on-crime policies. The New York governor recently created gun-free zones in the state. She has additionally passed many other gun control initiatives, such as banning the sale of AR-15s for people under the age of 21. Hochul also tried to enact gun-banning legislation that a federal judge recently struck down. Republicans have appeared to campaign on a nationwide referendum on crime. The Republicans' National Committee, RNC, which is in charge of enabling Republican candidates to retake the House, Senate, and many governorships, have blasted Democrats for their soft-on-crime policies. I think what's really reprehensible right now is Democrats are watching crime surge, Ronna McDaniel, chair of the RNC, told Gray TV's midterm election series on Sunday. They still want to talk about something that has been universally condemned instead of talking about the issues that face average Americans right now that are hurting under Democrat leadership. They own it all, she added. They have the White House, the Senate, and the House, and instead of solving problems for American people who are hurting, they continue to talk about a day where we all condemn the violence across the board, Republicans and Democrats. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.